It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter coming from the Fortside Fieldhouse. And, Jordan, it feels like we've been not in this building forever.
That's for sure. Looking forward to a good Friday MAC night. It's going to be a good battle.
I absolutely agree. We got the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays coming in. And I believe their record is 5-2, 1-1 in the conference. And our Fort Recovery Indians are 8-1, 2-0 in the conference. And it should be a great action. It is packed. I've not seen the Fort site this packed in, well, obviously probably pre-COVID.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, we got a good turnout here, and so does Delphus. You know, they got that hour drive, and, you know, two good teams going to be going at it. So I think everybody's ready for a good show.
Absolutely. Nothing better than MAC basketball on a Friday night. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back here. It's about 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go before pregame or before tip time. So we'll be back from our message from Wayne IGA.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show with Coach Bob Leverett. Tonight it is Delphus St. John's here at Fortsite Fieldhouse. They're coming in 1-1 in the league. We're two wins, no losses in the league. And, of course, we want to stay right there on the top with Coldwater. They have Cameron Elwer, I believe, is a young man's first name, coach's son. Apparently a pretty good shooter, really good player. So we're going to have to do something with him, I'm assuming. But what do we have for us to score points and for us to hold them down?
Well, obviously, we got to know where Elwer's at, him and the Grothouse kid that's a senior, three-year starter also. So it's your typical St. John's team. It's very skilled, can shoot it, scrappy as all get out. So defensive-wise, we just got to make sure that we can test their shots and play the drive. Offensive for us is just to come out and kind of do more of what we've been doing, but shoot it with a little bit more confidence like we talked earlier now.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
And we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter from the Fort Side Fieldhouse as the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays is coming into the fort and taking on Fort Recovery and looking at some MAC scores here, or at least standings. Tied for first place at the top there, Jordan, with Coldwater, Fort Recovery, New Bremen setting at 2-0. Obviously, it's early, but we're 8-1. New Bremen's 5-1. Coldwater's 4-4. Surprises there to you at all?
Yeah, Coldwater. I'm kind of shocked with that. Granted, I know they might have been playing a little bit more low-level MAC teams, but, you know, start of a season, it's always a big deal, you know? I mean, you start out undefeated, that's great. And New Bremen, they're going to put up a good fight this year. They have a good squad, and, of course, Fort Recovery, we're pretty blessed with the kids we have, and it's going to be an interesting battle, that's for sure. And, you know, you can't write off these other teams out there, St. Henry, Delphus St. John's, you know, they've had some tough MAC losses, but they're going to be right there for the fight as well.
Yeah, you know, and then even though it's fourth because there's a tie for first, Marion Local set there at 1-0, 6-1 overall. Obviously, we know Coldwater and Marion always gets late starts with football. So, you know, legs and that kind of stuff maybe plays a part in some of that for them. You know, when you're 3 weeks to 4 weeks behind schedule with, you know, starting basketball, that always makes it tough. We know Marion's probably the favorite, us, and maybe Marion could be in there with Bremen as well. I mean, you know, Marion's going to be big. Plus, they have some shooters, and they return a lot of guys as well. So.
Yeah, and the only reason, you know, they're obviously not in that number one spot is because they've only played that one game so far. So I am kind of shocked, though, too, Versailles being last at 0-3. I mean, they have a good basketball team. I mean, that really shocks me. And, you know, I do see them kind of coming out of their slump there, too.
Yeah, when I was looking at that, I'm thinking, okay, Versailles is 0-3, Knoxville's 0-2, Minster's 0-2, Minster's young.
Yeah.
You know, they're 2-9 overall. They're in eighth right now with Knoxville. Knoxville's 1-8. We know Knoxville's kind of been on a struggle a little bit. But the Versailles one shocks me completely. I mean, they're 4-6 overall.
Yeah,
I thought they would have been a favorite.
I'm right there with you, especially as tough as they play at us. I mean,
well, and you got player of the year in Connor Stonebreaker, who's 6'7", 6'8", going to Hillsdale College to play, which I'm fortunate enough to know a little bit about them. And, you know, I'm just shocked by that, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think he's right up there with, you know, with the leading points in, you know, the MAC. I think they're between those top three, between Elwer, Rammel, and Stonebreaker. So, yeah, it's just shocking.
Yeah, so, you know, for those fans who don't know, Connor Stonebreaker's averaging around 21. Kel Rammel's leading the MAC right now in the area, I believe. It's the area. I know he is the MAC for sure, around 25 a game, I think I saw it as. And Delphus St. John's has a freshman named Cameron Eller, who's going to be number 11 for them, and he can flat out light it up. He's averaging 24, 23 a game. He was at 26, and New Bremen and LCC held him to 17 and 18.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're being held to 17 and 18 as a freshman, obviously that says a little bit about you.
Yeah, you know, in the little bit I've watched of them, one good thing that he has is he has the green light to shoot, and hats off to him. I think he's shooting right around 44% from three, and, you know, those are incredible numbers as a freshman, let alone as, you know, whether you were a senior, junior, or sophomore.
Well, you know, I was fortunate or unfortunate, however you look at it, helping Coach Leverett a little bit with scouting, and this scout was mine. So I watched every game St. John's played, and, oh, my goodness, I watched every shot this kid has taken. And like you said, this kid can score in every way possible. Off the floor, I mean off the bounce, left, going right, can catch and shoot. Saw him pull up from volleyball line, spike line. You know, that's a good 8 to 10 feet behind the three-point line he can pull up from. Finishes well through traffic. Big, strong kid. He can dunk it.
Yeah.
Was dunking as an eighth grader. You know, can go through contact. You know, if you say he has a weakness, It's not he's shooting free throws like 85%.
Exactly. Yeah, that's for sure.
And then you look at ours, you know, here's Cal Rammel. You know, our senior, our, you know, for me, and you know, I don't know about you, it's what I expect from Kel. You know, he's kind of doing what is expected. You know, anybody else, you'd be like, wow, the kid's averaging 26 points. And, you know, he's shooting some threes. He's scoring a lot of free throws because he's getting to the hole. He's finishing inside. He's definitely our leader in rebounds and points. He's our leader on the floor. We look to him. I don't know if it's wowed me as much because it's kind of what I expect because we've seen this. We've seen the development out of him for the last 3 years.
You know, I agree with you 100%. When you talk about Cale Rammel, it's kind of like, you know, he's your go-to guy. He's going to be that guy that everybody's counting on him, and, you know, he always puts those numbers up, whether, you know, it's a tough game or, you know, if it's going to be a blowout, you can always count on those numbers. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he might be leading the field percentage with 66%.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of his are obviously inside. You know, he plays inside a lot for us, and, you know, we're, I think, a little fortunate. You know, the other night, I don't know if you had a chance to see or not. I know you probably have practice or a game yourself, but, you know, we got a 6'7 kid who can go out and shoot the three. He hit two threes for us. One was at the volleyball line for us. You know, that's, again, you know, 25, 30 feet out there almost, 27 feet out there that Daniel hit. And I watched him here in warm-ups, and he hit three or four in a row. So hopefully he's on tonight because we need that second and third guy.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of been him and Landon back and forth a little bit for us, but I think we just need those guys to be a little more consistent for us.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, between Daniel and Landon, you know, hopefully they get on a roll where they get some more confidence and, you know, just build off that.
And then I think the other part goes along. Rex LeBrat had a good game the other night. You know, I've watched him play enough and shooting it and drills and things in here when I come in. And, you know, he shoots it well. And I think he just needs to see a ball go down as well because that helps him, I think, as a junior. Feeling a little pressure maybe, you know, first-time varsity kind of kid out there. And, you know, I know he's an anxiety kid a little bit, but I think it'll help him, too, if he sees the ball go through.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. You know, we can't leave out Troy Holman. You know, without that kid, he's unstoppable on defense.
Well, you're going to see what he does tonight because he's the matchup on Eller.
So
and for him, him holding Eller down will be like him scoring 30.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like you say, he loves that role.
I'm so excited for that. It's going to be great.
All right, well, this has been the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're going to have our national anthem. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, Fort Recovery. How's it going? It's Zach Champ here representing Wayne IGA. It's great to be back in the store as the new store manager under the new owner, Adriana Stein. Folks, big things are happening, and your guys' response to the store has been fantastic. Right now, we have a steak sale going on through this Saturday, January 7th. Our steaks are cut fresh. Folks, we cut them fresh daily. We wrap them, and they are put in our grab-and-go so you can pick up at your convenience. Ribeyes on sale for $7.99 a pound. T-bone steaks and New York strips are just $6.99 a pound. Folks, you can't go anywhere in the surrounding areas and get deals like that. We want you to come in. I'll custom cut if I'm in the shop. You just come in and tell me what you'd like. Folks, this is a great time to stock up for grilling season or even if you just want a steak for the weekend. So while you're in there getting your groceries, picking up some hot deli items, grabbing some grab-and-go custom meat and cheese trays, make sure you stop in and check out that steak selection, folks. Ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bone steaks. Custom cut in the grab-and-go, ready for pickup. We appreciate your business, folks. Stop in and see us at Wayne IGA.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Welcome here tonight, fellas. We got Delphi St. John's versus the Fort Recovery Indians. Let's get started here. Delphi St. John's starting lineup is going to be number two, Landon Grothouse. He's a 5'10 senior. We got Jack Gerker. He's a senior, 5'11, number four. Number five, Nolan Schwinnen, 6' senior. We got number 33, Aaron Munter. He's a 6'2 junior. And their freshman, number 11, Cameron Elwer.
All right, and for our Fort Recovery Indians, we're going to start the lineup we've been going with for all of our games so far, and that is 6' senior Landon Post. Number 10, 6' junior Troy Holman. Number 12, 6'4" junior Rex Leverett. Number 21, 6'7" senior Daniel Patch. And number 22, 6'5" senior Kel Rammel will be our starting lineup. And we're getting ready here for the Tin Cupboard tip-off here. Great atmosphere here in the Foresight. Oh, my goodness.
I haven't heard this loud in a while.
I tell you what, I parked out on the football field. Hopefully it's, no, I don't mean football field, but the practice band field, football field where it used to be. And hopefully I'm not bugged out when I get out of here.
You know, we pulled in, and I thought the same thing. I told my wife, she looked at me, she was, am I going to have to park the car? I said, I think so.
Yeah, it should be a great atmosphere here. Looking forward to this. Should be fun. And our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is going to be Fowler Mechanical. By the way, a shout-out to my daughter tonight, Olivia Patch, and some of her teammates at the Hillsdale College up there is watching on NFHS and listening to the radio. So
awesome. That's great. That's great.
They've won 6 in a row, I believe it's been, and over the Christmas holiday break. So
wow.
They've been playing well. And
it's always good when you hear about those Fort Recovery alumni,
yeah.
I tell you.
So we enjoyed our trip watching play in Puerto Rico, and that was a blast. And got back for all the cold weather and Christmas time holiday. So hopefully this is a sign here to come with the Fort Recovery crowd since we're off to such a great start. People start packing this place and support our athletes here. So
it's always nice to have a good showing from our students.
Student appreciation night, so a lot of activities going on as well.
Yep.
Kel Rammel is up to jump for the Indians, and number 33, Aaron Minter, is up jumping for the Blue Jays, and Troy Holman gets the ball. Interesting matchup. They're starting putting Eller on Daniel. Daniel's 6'7", obviously. Eller's 6'. This is what I like about it.
Yeah, I do too.
Throw over the top of that thing. Plus, he should be able to get some shots off from the outside. Here's the thing, though. They're going to double Kel every touch. Landon Post, open three, no good. Troy Holman probably with the back. They didn't call. We get a rebound.
Ooh.
Nowhere to go, Troy. Ooh. Yeah. That's one he just needs to probably catch it, corral it, and throw it right back out. There's no place to go.
Called that off of White there. I kind of thought it was off of Delphi, honestly.
Well, our student section thought the same thing. So, nonetheless, it's going to be Delphi St. John's ball. Landon Post guarding Grothouse here, number two. Drive in, kick over to the other side. Minter up top. They have some guys that we can kind of play off as well. Troy Holman is face guarding Eller. Grothouse is one of those kids you got to guard. And that's what he can do is three ball right there on the right-hand side. 3-0 St. John's Blue Jays.
Between Grothouse and Elwer, I think they're in the top three of the percentage for threes out of the MAC.
Yep. Daniel Patch is getting the ball inside. Throws it into Rex Leverett. Turn around, jump shot up. No good. Off the through Daniel Patch's hands out of bounds on a tip. Yeah, I think Eller and Grothouse are averaging 48 points or yeah. something. It's all but like 7 or 12 of their points, somewhere in there. And I forget the numbers, but I think it's all but 12, which is crazy stat.
Yes, it is.
Pull up Jay on the other side is Grothouse. Quick 5-0 for Grothouse and the Blue Jays over the Indians.
And that's one guy we don't want to get into a rhythm, especially when you have Eller sitting next to him.
Yep. Nice little two-man combo right there for them. Rex Leverett has the ball up top, swings it over the landing post, inside to Kel Rammel. Kel power drop steps, looks to swing it back out to landing post on the right-hand side. Kel has it on the baseline, swings it up to Troy Holman. Troy waves landing through, has the ball on the right-hand side, swings it over to Daniel up top, over to Kel Rammel. Kel thinks about a three, drives in, puts it on the floor, swings it to landing post. Rex has it over on the left to Troy. Kel has it on the right-hand side. Drives. Kicks over to Daniel Patch. Open three. Little long. Bank it.
That's one of them Tim Duncan banks right there.
Coach Ella looks over and goes, are you kidding me? We'll take it. 5-3. St. John's on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard. Here's where we got to work on this end. Good defense. Got beat there. Daniel up and driving in. I was just going to say, great help side defense on Daniel, helping on Troy, and then didn't close out on his man, got beat, and put Rex kind of in a tough spot there.
Yeah. To the line, number 33, Aaron Munter.
Nice drive by that young man.
You know, one thing bad about, or Delphus wants to claim is good, but, you know, their team is 80%. Granted, they just missed a free throw, which is shocking, but 80% is pretty incredible when your team shoots that from the stride.
Absolutely. I don't even know if we have a guy at 80. Ooh. Second one up and no good.
Wow.
Jinx team will take it.
So.
Oh, brother, free throw line was good for the Indians there. Not so much for St. John's. Kel Rammel has the ball on the right-hand side. Looking to go ISO action. Swing it across to Troy Holman. Get it inside and attack him. Make him work on defense. There we go.
Good face up on Daniel.
Kel Rammel, three. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound.
Ah, you got to be stronger.
Yep.
And, you know, Delphus, you know this just like I do. They're a scrappy team. They're going to go after every ball they can.
Absolutely. Three on the other end. Miss. Rebound Daniel Patch. This is good for us because we have the right guy shooting for them right now. Tack him, Kel. There you go. Baseline drive, Kel Rammel. A little up and drive. Good. Nice drive by Kel Rammel. 5-5. Tied up with 4:48 to go in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Turnover.
Good. Big turnover.
Yep. Went looking for it. Miscommunication. Daniel Patch with the steal. Kel Rammel's walking it up. This is the part I love about St. John's. Every time you call a set, their kids all yell it.
Yeah, they do.
We're just running a five-man motion right now. Kel Rammel with a jump hook miss. Landon Post with a hustle play. Throws it off of St. John's. But it gets in kids' head because they're thinking, oh, they know what we're doing.
Yep.
It's a five-man motion. No one knows what you're doing. You're just reading and reacting. But their kids all yell it. And, you know, it's like, whatever. Doesn't bother us at all, but... Nonetheless.
Yes.
Out of bounds play. Troy Holman triggers it. Oh, could have thrown it to Troy. They're doubling off of that. Nice driving kick from Cal to Landon. Body called. No foul. Landon back up.
Rebound. Light ball.
Thinking they could have been a foul right there, but they don't.
You know, I don't know how you run into somebody. It's not a block or a charge. Explain that to me and you fall on the ground.
I can't. There's just some things I can't explain.
That's right.
Double team Mikel Rammel. Before it's in bounce. That's kind of cool to see. Kel Rammel pull up jumper. A little short.
Good.
Don't get a foul here, Kel. Be smart. St. John's with the ball pushing in transition. Open three. Good. Number 12 just checked in. Austin Mentor. All these kids that come in shoot the three a little bit, but not well enough that you got to be really worrisome, I don't think, because they only shoot it one or two times a game.
I would agree,
if they hit it, it's okay, because then sometimes if they're shooting it, then Eller's not. So turnover on the Indians. Eller with the in transition. Again, guarded by Troy Holman. Coming up off of that little pull-up, Jay. Way off.
Ooh. Eller with a...
Daniel with the rebound. Way off on that. Indians are going to take a 30-second timeout.
Get a little organized here.
All right, let's take one with them, and then we'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
As I was saying, I like our advantage with Daniel on the outside, with Eller inside or on him, because he can throw over the top. And Daniel's a willing passer who's a good passer.
Yeah.
And we can get Kel ISO'd in there. I like that. And then the other thing, if Daniel does go inside, he is 6'7", get him the ball. Plus, it's going to make Eller work on defense. You know, and that's an advantage for us. Plus, now we can maybe get him in some foul trouble as well.
And hopefully, you know, we get those double downs where we get a good kick out and hard guards are ready to shoot the ball.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing, trying to get Daniel in there. Full round one, popping out now. Daniel has the ball on the left-hand side. Skip past the Rex Leverett. Rex, you got to look at it, though.
Yeah, he does.
Daniel back to Rex. We can go Kel ISO'd in there, too. Then you can skip it back to Daniel.
I think we get a little stagnant here on the outside. Hold the ball a little long. We can get these rotations.
Yeah, we got to be ready to shoot it.
Good pass by Troy. Good post move by Daniel.
Yeah, nice drop step. That's where I say we can take advantage of that, because he can't guard him if Daniel's willing to work in there. He's got 100 pounds on him.
I tell you, as a former post player, that's always a good feeling watching kids do that. Those drop steps, that's amazing.
Nothing fancy.
Ooh.
Nice pass inside. Rex Leverett.
You know, I think if he goes straight up, we're okay.
I just was going to say the same thing. Rex swings down on that, gets a foul. That's his second. Riggs Toby comes to check in. Yeah, if he goes straight up, that's a contested shot. Make him shoot a contested shot, because this is not one of their go-to guys. Him shooting a contested shot, even from 3 feet, it's still good for us.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, if he was straight up, it looked like he still would have blocked the shot.
Yeah, I agree. Ethan Drunken Miller, a 6'3 senior, steps up and hits the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line.
Number 20 checks in. TJ Wirtz for Delphus.
Second one is up, no good. And Daniel corrals it, throws over to Kill.
What is that, 1 for 4?
Yeah. How about that? Blocking. Got to be blocking.
They're trying to overpressure Kale right now.
And, you know, that's a smart move on them. Make him work full court.
Especially when it's one of their role players, you know
right.
what I mean?
Absolutely. That's why I like to see Troy bring the ball up a little bit more and not have Kale really dispense that energy.
Yeah.
Or even Landon a little bit. Took to Daniel in there directly. Yeah,
oh,
there
yeah,
you
right
go.
There. Good pass, Kale.
Nice in and outside game with those two.
Ooh, that's going to be a foul.
I just was thinking the same thing. None. Troy Holman drives in, kicks back out to Kale.
These refs are definitely letting them play.
Yep.
Good ball screen.
Oh, that would have been a huge shot for the Indians right there. Comes off a little short on the front iron for Daniel, and Eller with the rebound. You're guarded by Troy Holman.
Doing a good job.
That's a great matchup right there for us. Three, no good. Landon Poser with a rebound.
Rebound.
I like that shot for us, too. Kel Ram will attack him in transition. Kel called for the carrying. Yep.
Kel, just about a second. The smidge too long.
Yep. 1:59 to go, right under 2 minutes here for us. 9-7 on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Our Indians lead.
And you know, like I was saying before, and I think you're going to agree, this is going to be a possession for possession game.
100% agree. 100% agree, and it could come down whoever has the ball last.
Looks like Jack Gerker, I think he was the one that just got back in.
Yeah, he's a starter. Here's a set for him. Yep, Eller inside. Nice up and finish. Get him off the back screen coming off of that. And then if you jump it too much, then he comes right back up off a little pin down screen for a three.
Yeah.
And then if you hedge it too much, then 33 will slip it. So
I honestly was kind of hoping we were going to get a foul, arm foul on the ground there. You know,
make him take it out. Daniel skip pass. Ooh. Got to put something on that. Steal for Kel Rammel. And they're calling a 30-second timeout as Kel was getting ready to turn over. Coach Leverett thought he was going to probably get a travel call. Smart play to save
Heads
a possession.
Play, yeah, absolutely.
We'll stay here for this one. Let's recap the JV scores here real quick there, Jordan. First quarter went like this. St. John's is 24-7. I'm watching this at home on NFHS, and I'm like, they're about ready to hang 100 on us. Second quarter, they slowed down. The Indians still score 7. St. John scores 10. It's now 34-14 going into half. Third quarter, it's 14-10, the Indians, but now we trail 44-28. The fourth quarter, we outscore them as well, 12-9, but end up losing 53-40. St. John's goes to 7-1 on the year with the JV team, so obviously their JV team's pretty good. And our JV team goes 5-5 right now.
Wow.
And how'd you do last night with the 7th and 8th grade?
7th and 8th grade. We 7th grade had a close one. It was 41-36. It was down the wire the whole game. And 8th grade, they had a fairly close one. It was a 10-point game at the end. They tried to get in it with fouling, you know, but we just couldn't catch up. So, but, you know, both those 7th and 8th grade Delphus teams both have an Elwer kid. And that same family there, they like to shoot the ball.
Yeah, they can score. Indians have the ball laying the post upside, trying to get it into Kel Rimmel. Swings it to Riggs Toby up top. Back over to Alex Deuce, who just checked in for Daniel at the last time out. Landon has the ball. Attack him, Landon. Kicks over to Troy Holman, driving in there. Up and strong for the layup. Nice bucket for Troy Holman. Indians extend that lead.
You know, I don't think Delphus has too many options but set ball screens for Elwer. I mean, he can't get open. Troy's all over him.
Yeah.
That's great.
This is the first time they've seen a face guard as well. This is where we can't give that up. Nice pass from Cameron Eller inside to Mentor.
That's where you have to rely on your help side. Our help side is
exactly. Completely
gone.
Because Kel has to hedge to help Troy out off that screen, and they're great at slipping that screen. Backside help has to see that. Right now, 30 seconds to go. It is 13. I think it should be 11 here. 13-11. Father Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Kel Rimmel has the ball on the baseline. Skip pass over to Troy Holman. Back over to Landon Post. Over to Riggs. Trying to get Kel ISO'd inside with 17 seconds to go. Landon has the ball up top. Drives over, throws over to Troy Holman. Wave through is what we're looking to call here. Coach Leverett says you can hear him yelling.
You got 5 seconds left.
Attack him. 1-on-1 here. Troy kicks out to Landon. Looks at the clock. Alex Dews at the buzzer. A little long. Is that score right?
I thought it was 11.
I thought it was 11 as well, but we'll have to
check that.
Yeah. So, Father Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. It's either 13-9 or 13-11. We'll figure it out. But nonetheless, Indians are leading. Let's take a break, and we will be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, and we're back. Fort Recovery Indians are leading 13-9. Eller has the ball up top, guarded by Troy Holman. Drives in on the right-hand side, looking to attack. Skip pass over to Grothaus. Grothaus drives in. Dump pass, and there's nobody there.
Big turnover.
Yep. So 7:44 to go here in the second quarter, and our second quarter sponsor is K&L Tractor. So as St. John just started that possession off, Kel Rimmel checks in to replace Alex Dews. Indians have the starters on the floor, minus Rex Leverett, who has 2 fouls he picked up early in the first quarter. So Riggs Toby's been playing those minutes.
And Delphus St. John's has their starters, except for Aaron Munter. They got Ethan Druckmiller in there. Got a little hold up here, a little water on the court, I think.
I think Riggs Toby was trying to figure out how to tie his shoe.
Oh, was that what it was?
So, yeah. Riggs has the ball, swings it over left-hand side to Kel Rimmel. Nice crossover move going up. That's got to be a body foul.
Wow.
Kel turns and looks for asked the official, too. Where's the foul?
Great finish there.
I mean, he got bumped off track. It's got to be a foul. Got to protect the shooter.
They're going to let them play, I tell you.
Grothaus has the ball up top. Troy Holman face guarding Eller. Again, the freshman's coming in, averaging 24. Kel Rem, nice deflected pass there for Daniel. Turnover,
big
Landon Post has
play.
It. And Kel Rem was averaging 25, so great matchup between those two coming in. Landon Post has the ball, swinging it over to Kel Rammel. Back up to Landon Post, over to Riggs Toby. Back to the left side to Kel Rammel, shoots a three. No good.
Off the rim.
That could have been a foul right there. Will Holman's wanting a foul, aggrieved with Riggs Toby trying to go up. Moving screen. Call. What?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's a tough call when a guy sticks his elbows out. And he's moving, and then you have to move around him. I mean,
that's why I thought it was going to be a moving screen.
Yeah. They called Troy Holman for a push.
Well,
somehow.
Hopefully it didn't hurt him.
Yeah.
So now we can play straight up right here. Double high ball screen for Grothouse. Daniel Patch comes out, contests that. Deep three, no good. And Swinnen with a rebound. Skips over to Grothouse, unguarded. Riggs Toby up with a good rebound.
And all in all, we're doing pretty good with our rebounds, especially with as many threes as they like to shoot.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Patchford, deep three, off no good. Kel Rammel getting a rebound. Power up here, Kel.
Ooh,
there we go.
Now we get
nice
a foul.
Nice job, Kel Rammel, hitting the glass.
You know, I do like, you know, a lot of post players, sometimes they'll take that dribble. Kel, I think he's got a good instinct to know, you know, I'm just going to go straight up. That's perfect.
Well, being a post player who maybe wasn't the most athletic, Kel Rammel goes up to the Hall Brother free throw line and cashes in on that one. Sometimes you post players take that dribble to get on balance, right?
Yeah.
Kel's on balance because he's an athletic freak.
Right.
He doesn't need
That's
to take
right.
that thing to get on balance. He's already on balance. And second free throw is good on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving Kel Rammel 6 on the night, which, by the way, I got to get used to our home our scoreboards, too.
Yes.
Have flipped.
Brings it to 13-13.
Daniel Patch with the rebound and miss there by St. John's. Turns and quickly gives it to Kel Rammel. We got new scoreboards, and they switched our home and the visitors. So Troy Holman swings it to Daniel. Back over to Landon. Tried to get it in there to Kel Rammel. Nice lob.
Wow.
Pass back up. Ah, he brought it down there. Yep. And involved. When he catches it, he's being triple teamed
yes.
every single time, which is smart.
I was kind of shocked we got that pass in there, to be honest. That was a tight spot there.
Oh, great pass.
Yeah.
And it helps. He can go up there above 10 foot and grab a ball. That helps, too. Troy Holman's going to trigger it in.
Screen to screen reaction.
Ooh. Landon's looking for that pass back to Troy Holman. Going to be called for a reach-in foul. Two hands on him. You know, because they're double-teaming Kel out of bounds. So, Troy's man's the one leaving. So if Landon can see that right away and throw it back to Troy, but obviously he's got established position first. That could be an easy layup.
Yes,
or throw it off of his butt right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw it off of Eller's butt.
All perfect.
Ah!
Good look there by Daniel.
Nice
Patch
little
right
turnaround jump hook left. Just missed it. That's when he needs to bank in instead of trying to go straight up with it. Wow, miscommunication. Grothouse,
open
little pull-up jumper. He has a great mid-range game. He can get to the basket, hit the mid-range.
Good-looking shot.
Nice senior form right there.
Yeah.
Landon Grothouse, 5'10", averaging 13 points coming in. Troy Holman has the ball here. 15-13 Indians, K&L Tractors. Nice drive, Troy Holman. Get out of there now. Kel Rammel has the ball on the left-hand side. Drive spins, loses
no
it.
Foul.
Good help side defense there by the Blue Jays. We've got to find him in transition. Grothouse drives in baseline, cuts him off. Steal for Kel Rammel.
Big turnover for the Indians.
Yep. Driving down, kicks over to Daniel. Comes up off that ball screen. Throws over to Riggs Toby on the baseline.
Good
nice take. Drive by Riggs.
Ah.
There we go. I love Riggs' aggressiveness.
I do too. That's great.
You know, that's understanding your role right there. And again, you know, varsity kid, first year, he's played 7 varsity games. And you understand, or actually 9 now, but understand I'm not the best shooter. So let's go to use my strings, get to the basket. He's quick and athletic.
Know, he recognizes who's guarding him and
Absolutely.
Tries to take that advantage.
Smart play by Riggs Toby right there.
A couple subs for Delphus here. They got number 23, Drew Boggs, checking in the game. And I believe
Gherkin checked back in, Gherkin number 4.
Checked back in, yes.
Kel Rammel has the ball up top. ISO'd 1-on-1. Drive
Great
in there.
Take and one.
Oh. They're calling no basket.
Oh. Did they call that on the floor?
Yeah. That's one of those where wish he wouldn't have caught the foul.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's always frustrating when you see that progression. He only takes one step. It's like, oh, man.
For St. John's, 33, Aaron Mentor picks it up. 6'2 junior, one of their starters. He gets two fouls, so he's going to the bench. That's a big foul for them because he's their third leading scorer. Indians have the ball.
Inbounds.
Lob it in there to Kel. Turn, shoot that. Yep.
Shot.
Nice little shot for Kel Ramble.
Touch.
That's hard to guard right there, especially when we have a massive screen being set.
Evens a score at 15. Elwer with the ball.
We were trailing.
Tough shot by Elwer.
We didn't go get a rebound. St. John has the ball on the right-hand side. Swinnen throws it over to Boggs, who just checked in. Back up with Eller. Over to Swinnen. Hand off back to Eller. Drive kicks back up to Swinnen.
Great defense here by the Indians.
Yep. Gerken has the ball.
Good hedge.
I think Jake Gerken there, number four, was the MAC player of the year in golf. Three out of the corner. No good.
Tough three. Good defense by Riggs.
Yep. Rebound clears it. Landon Post has it.
The Fort Recovery fans are all pumped up. That was a great defense.
Nice
effort.
Pass right there for Landon, Troy to Landon. Missed shot. That would have been a big hit.
Big momentum right there.
Drives in for Eller. Sex spins. Up.
Ooh.
And must be on Troy Holman. That would be his second. That would be his second foul.
That's a tough shot and tough play to call.
First of all, that's well contested by Troy. Obviously, he fouled him, but, you know, as far as the closeness of it, for a freshman to make that move.
Yes.
I mean, if that is a senior making it, it's like, yeah, that's a good move. But we're talking about a freshman. This kid's 14 years old.
I was thinking the same thing. That's crazy.
With the body control, good for Cameron Eller. I made a comment this week, and some people thought he's crazy. Which I could be, but I think he will end up being the max all-time leading scorer when it's all said and done.
He could be.
I mean, you're averaging 23, 24, 25 as a freshman.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get hurt. Daniel Patch gets the ball
good
inside.
Nice move.
Power move. Use that advantage. Again, make him work. 100-pound advantage and 7 inches. Make him work. Ella drives in there. Nice defense by Riggs. He got called for a foul. We'll take that. Just, hey, Riggs, it's okay. Don't mouth off the official. Don't need a tee here.
Honestly, you fall down on that, you might get a charge.
Right. I thought it was great defense.
I did, too. He was square on him.
But you gave him nothing easy right there.
Yeah.
Make him work. Good foul, Riggs.
You know, in today's age, if boys could just learn to keep their mouth shut a little bit.
I agree. Oh. Just play.
And it's hard to do.
Right there. Great defense. Great defense. Oh, there's a little shove off. Good rotation for the Indians. Nice close out there, Daniel. Alex Dews checked in there for Troy. Nice defense for Alex. Help side and recovering. Oh, yeah. Make him work here, fellas. Make him work. Kick out three for Gerken. No good.
One of those long rebounds.
Yep. Fell asleep on that one. Fell asleep again. No box out, fellas. We got box out here. Long shots, long rebounds. Yep. Riggs Toby now has the responsibility of the face guard. Got to get a stop here. Nice post-entry pass. Get a steal.
Good. Big steal.
Right place, right time for Daniel. Kel collects it. Throws it to Landon.
Get in there. Good block.
I thought they were going to call a charge.
I did too. Good attack by Landon, though.
That is where, you know, last year Landon Post does not make that move.
You're right.
Would you agree?
I would, 100%.
That is called being a senior right there.
Yep.
Absolutely love Landon's senior leadership of attacking that.
Yeah, Landon going to the K&L Tractor free throw line. Actually, I'm sorry. That's a quarter sponsor, isn't it?
Yep. Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers.
We'll still get K&L. It's 18-17 Indians lead.
I don't know what's going on here. They figure out who they called it on?
They thought it was on the floor, and they're saying it's two shots.
Well, I think he definitely – I mean, he was shooting.
Definitely was shooting.
Rimmed out there.
Landon hit two big free throws for us the other day in the Arcanum game. To cut the lead in for us. Misses that one.
This has been a new player. Joel Schrader comes in for Druckmiller.
He plays very little from the games I've seen. Landon Post hits that one.
Even score at 18.
Oh, my goodness. Now I got to get used to the scoreboard. We were down the whole time. It's 18-18, yep. K&L Tractor scoreboard. Allen receives the screen. Contested three. A little short. Good defense there.
Great
by
defense.
Riggs Toby. Daniel pass
get a
helping
good
out.
Post up here by Daniel.
Yep. Kel Ramon attacking that. Kick out to Riggs. Nice drive
good
in
attack.
There. Nice pull up Riggs. Kel Ramon with the rebound. Take it up strong. Kel. There we go.
Big move.
Nice
by
job, Kel Ramon.
That right there, that's what you call a man amongst boys.
That is Kel working hard, getting that rebound right there and have a chance for a three-point play. I love it.
You know, Kale's 2 foot from the top of the free throw line, and he takes one power dribble on a guy and finishes. That's incredible.
That is. The thing I like to see, Lowell, we haven't been at a home game in a while. This is a huge atmosphere. How about our fans cheer a little bit more?
Gosh. You know, hopefully that gets in their blood where they want to keep coming, I tell you.
Kel Ramo's doing a little extra work here. Save some calories there, Kel. He gains it over to Gavin Faller.
The free throw shooter's mopping up the floor. I tell you. Don't see that too often.
And I guarantee you, Gavin Faller's never handed a mop or a broom in his life. He's looking at this going, what do I do with this thing? Misses the free throw. Ooh. Landon Post with an offensive rebound.
Four recoveries leading 20-18. Two minutes left in the quarter.
Great extra effort there by Landon.
Ooh.
A little long on the entry pass.
Good
trying,
idea there.
Yep, trying to get it in there.
We got number 10, Colin Feathers, and Druckmiller checking back in. Excuse me.
I can say, watching seven games, I've never seen number 10 play.
Really?
Never seen him play.
You know, I'm kind of shocked he's subbing as many guys as he is.
Well, they are in a little foul trouble.
Yeah.
And a lot of their guys don't play. They play sparingly. A few minutes here, a few minutes there. So
it's crazy. That first quarter, I think we were 1-3 in fouls. And
yeah. St. John's being very patient right now. I think some of these guys, make them shoot it. Don't even guard them right now. You got Gherkin with the ball up top who can shoot it. And Eller, otherwise, help on them. Make them struggle. Don't leave him, though. Yep.
Ooh, easy jump shot for Eller.
Nice pull up. 20-20.
And, you know, I shouldn't say easy. I mean, Briggs was all over him, and he come off a screen.
It looks easy for him, though, doesn't it?
That's right.
Kel has the ball handed over to Troy Holman, who checked in. He has two fouls. Got to make sure he's smart here.
Got a minute left in the K&L Tractor scoreboard.
Good possession here, Indians. Riggs has the ball up top.
Good feed.
Power up, Daniel.
Good move.
Nice step through move, Daniel Patch. I will say this. Rumor had it was Eller was telling people this week he was guarding Daniel Patch, and all he does is shoot threes so he can take it easy on defense. Daniel got word of that, so hopefully he's going to make him work tonight because right now he's got nine.
That's great. That's great. Great post moves underneath.
Indians lead 22-20 with 36 seconds to go.
Pull-up jump shot. Big rebound from Fort Recovery.
Kel Ramo collects that. Hopefully we go in right here. We're smart. We go in with the 2 or 5 point or even 4 point lead.
We got 25 seconds left in the first half. Delph is still in their man. Kale's out front with the ball. Trying to burn off a little bit of clock here.
10 seconds.
Kale goes down to the open window wing. Big three. Misses.
6 seconds.
Oh,
Riggs
travel.
Toby looking for a call. I agree with almost a travel. Contested three at the buzzer. That is a big hit.
Wow.
Big hit for Cameron Eller. St. John's will take a 23-22 halftime lead. Will be, first of all, how'd that first half go as you thought?
You know, I mean, it's kind of what I thought. Back and forth, possession for possession. Obviously, we were hoping to go in with a lead there, and I think we took a three a little early, but, you know, I think Kale might have felt like he had a little open look there. Long three, and Elwood come down, finish, and Delphus is leading 23-22. All in all, though, I think we're playing a great game. You know, we're getting some good looks inside. Hopefully, we get a few more outside shots to come go down, and, you know, one thing about Delphus is, I mean, I was going to keep track, but I can't keep track because they shoot so many threes. But, I mean, would you disagree? Have they shot 15 threes?
Oh, every bit of. Yeah, most of their shots are threes. So, all right, let's take a break, and we'll be back again. Indians trail by one, 23-22.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, we're back here. Jordan Winter, Brian Patch at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Fort Recovery Indians trail the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays in a close game, 23-22. Actually, Fort Recovery had led pretty much the entire game so far here in the first half until the last 1.5 seconds, 1 second or so, when Cameron Eller hits a deep three to take the lead into halftime here on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. Scores went like this in the quarters. The first quarter, the Fort Recovery Indians led 13-9. In the second quarter, Dolphus outscored Fort Recovery 14-9 to take that 23-22 halftime lead. Not a lot of scoring, and basically right now it's the tell of two kids for each team. Cameron Eller's leading the way for the 6-foot freshman for St. John's, coming in with 10. In the first half, and senior running mate Landon Grothaus is at 7. So those guys have 17 of their team's 23 points.
That's incredible.
And if you think that's incredible, on the other end for Fort Recovery,
yeah,
they have 22 points. Senior Kel Rammel coming in with 10 as well. And fellow classmate Daniel Patch has 9, so they got 19 of the 22 points. And Troy Holman has a basket for layup, and Landon Post had split a pair of free throws to give him one. Other than that, that's the score.
You know, like we were talking earlier, it's kind of the contrast of it. I think we don't have a single three, but we've been pounding inside. We're getting good looks around the twos, and they're on the other side, you know, trying to hit every three they possibly can.
I don't know if we scored outside the paint.
You know what? You're probably right.
I mean, because all Daniels has been actually banked in a three to start the game.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yep.
He banked in a three to start the game. Other than that, everything for him has been inside at point blank, which we'll take. And Kel Rammel has been as well.
Yeah. A couple good floaters.
So, yeah, we haven't scored outside the paint hardly except for the one. And they probably won't score unless it's a layup. You know, they're shooting a lot of threes. So.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we clean up that help side defense a little bit. I don't see them scoring too much inside.
Yeah, you know, their guys are role players for the most part, and they play it well.
Yeah.
You know, they know who their scorers are, Grothaus and Eller, their main two scorers. And then other than that, you know, the rest of the guys are going to get the points here and there and do the right things and play the right way. And they're obviously well coached. And so,
yeah, as I think, as you know, if we rebound well off those, off their missed threes, and you know, it's going to be a great second half regardless.
All right. So if you are, I mean, coming in, Kel Rammel's 25, Eller is 24 in there. So not much difference between the two. Both have 10 right now. What changes do you make if you're Coach Eller or Coach Loverett at this point?
I tell you, you know, I don't know what you can do to stop Kel Rammel. He's an outside-inside player. You know, I think they're going to maybe challenge him a little bit more on the outside and try to, you know, sink their help side in as much as they can. But one good thing about Fort Recovery is we got Daniel Patch in there, and I don't see anybody moving him around. So when you got two guys like that on the inside, it's hard to compete with. But, you know, on the other end, too, hats off to Briggs and or Riggs and Troy. They've been doing a great job, you know, with Elwer. And, for them, you know, they're going to keep trying to get their open looks. They got shooters, and they're going to try taking advantage as much as they can with that. So, you know, what are your thoughts there, Coach?
Well, you know, I think we still get – Eller's going to get his. I mean, he's good. I mean, he's really good. Kel's going to get his, too. My concern with Kel is how are they going to – what changes is Coach Eller going to make at halftime? Because for us, I think – I don't know what changes we make, because I like our – I mean, we're face guarding Eller. I think you have to continue to do that with Troy and Riggs. Maybe a little better help side off the non-scoring threats. Obviously, you got to know where Grote House is. They're not running sets for him. They're going to run sets for Eller. Every set is for Eller. Grote House gets his off of driving kicks and bad closeouts. He gets his from ball reversals and other guys maybe setting a screen for him. But they're not really running sets for him. The sets are all for Eller.
Yeah.
And then the role guys get the sets by slipping everything.
Yeah.
And so as long as we can kind of clean that stuff up a little bit, and, you know, if Eller gets 20, 25, that's okay, as long as nobody else gets above their average, right? Then we'll be okay. And then for us, the changes I see them making is if Daniel's going to start posting up more, I think they'll make a change and put Mentor or Swinnen on Daniel, where they got a 6'3", 6'4 kid. A little better matchup for them in there. I think that's the change they'll make if Daniel continues to go inside. Because up until this point, he hasn't really shown to go in there because Kel's always in there, right?
Yeah.
Well, Kel now is on the outside a little bit more, you know, interchangeable. He's gone inside some. But Daniel's did a lot more inside stuff with Eller on him because that's a better matchup for us. But the other thing is I'm playing off of us. Every time Kel drives, I'm doubling him. And I'm doubling him with one or two guys on the floor who I know aren't going to shoot a whole lot.
Yep.
And then make one of those guys have to hit some shots.
Yeah.
I mean, I was always under the philosophy, if I'm going down, I'm going down with your role players beating me. Your main guys who I know can score are not going to beat me.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
And we know Kel Rammel can beat you. We know Cameron Eller can beat you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're good enough to beat you and carry teams. So, because both of them are at half of their team's offensive points. So, I'm making somebody else beat me on the floor, not named Kel Rammel and Aaron Eller.
That's right. And I would absolutely agree with you. It'll be interesting to see, you know, Aaron Elwers, what his strategy is, and Coach Bob Leverett. And I think we're going to have a good second half here.
All right. Let's wrap up the Cooper halftime break. Let's hear a quick break, and we'll be back for the start of the action.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles in stock, ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back. Fort Recovery starting the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. starters for both teams are out on the floor. Cal Ramel has the ball up top. Kicks over to Torrey Holman on the baseline. And Cal Ramel gets the ball inside. Ooh. Throws over Landon. Notice the change on defense right there. I feel like I was in the St. John's locker room right there. Rex Leverett, nice little turnaround drive.
Ooh,
and
big
good
jumper.
Big shot for Rex Leverett, who has been in foul trouble and hadn't played a lot. So hopefully that gets him going. Indians.
Ooh, a little switch up here. 1-3-1.
This was our secondary thing we talked about right here. Good. I got to get out on him a little bit. No good. Daniel, you got to go get that rebound.
Offensive rebound up St. John's.
Yep. Closed out there, Kel. Gerken has the ball up to back over to Swinnen. Trying to find Eller in the high post. Catches it, squares up. Pull up jumper. Nice, smooth shot for Cameron Eller. The thing about the 1-3-1 is it puts guys on the perimeter, which is their strength, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A three-point play, and they don't really have much of an inside game. So, we're not really too concerned with that. We just got to get box outs.
Yeah, that's probably the hardest defense to box out of.
It is. You're right. Whew. Torrey Holman has the ball up top. Over to Daniel. Trying to get Kel Ramel inside. Skip pass over to Landon. Over to Torrey Holman on the right baseline in front of Coach Leverett. Indians are being very patient right here. Trail 25-24. Recovery Insurance, third quarter scoreboard. It's a little under
right
6 minutes to go.
Ooh. Yep.
See, right now, though, look how they're playing that.
Yeah.
Is they're not guarding Troy, and they're now doubling off of Daniel or off of Troy onto Daniel. Cal Ramel, nice look up. Good finish.
One.
Great finish by Cal Ramel. Just getting it up off the glass. Get that kiss.
Brings the score to Fort Recovery 26, Delta St. John's 25.
Gives Cal Ramel 12 on the night.
Cal Ramel shooting one at the Hall Brothers foul line.
A couple Blue Jays in. Number 15 checks in for Delphus.
That's Ethan Druckmiller.
Yep, Druckmiller. And 12, I believe, checked in, which is Austin Munter.
I tell you, I know it's a little off topic, but I think that Delphus St. John's mascot is probably the oldest one in the MAC. I tell you.
Missed the free throw on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Indians again in that 1-3-1. We are long in this, and this makes it a little tough.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the ball on the backside over there, which is okay.
And Landon does a good job coming up on Elwer.
Yep. Right now, you just got to know who you need to guard out here.
Yeah.
Thing is, all those kids out on the perimeter, 12 and 5 and 2, they all can shoot it a little bit, but not enough where I'm worried about it.
Yeah. And your open threes are going to come in the corners. And I don't see up. Oh, there goes Elwer in the corner.
Well, and you got Cal Ramel and Rex Leverett out there, both 6'4 guys who are athletic. Like, that's a contested shot. And then Cal goes up and cleans up the glass. That's why I think it's a great defense.
Yeah, and the other good thing is you're not going to see Elwer getting that corner too much.
No. Well, he's up top where you already got wing guys at.
Yeah.
Daniel Deep Patch three. For three.
Big
good.
Three.
Cal Ramel passed to Daniel Patch, giving him 12 on the night.
Big three, about 3 foot behind the three-point line. Big confidence booster here for the Indians.
Take a 29-25 lead. Eller splits those.
Schwinnen with a corner three, and he hits it.
And that's okay, because that's the toughest shot to hit. So, and he's not a high percentage guy, I'm okay with that. Live with it.
I agree.
Again, the more he shoots it, Daniel Patch for three. Heat Ooh. Check. More he shoots it, the less Grothaus and Eller are, so...
And a great look. I mean, hopefully he just keeps on shooting.
Yep. Backside over here for St. John's. Off. Gave up an offensive rebound. Swinnen grabbed it. Kick over to Grothaus. No good. Cal Ramel gets a rebound. Action packed right here. Landon Post, open three.
Big
good.
Three ball.
For that senior, giving him four on the night. Big hit for the Indians right there. Driving kick for Cal Ramel to Landon Post. Comes off that we get. Make sure we're helping off that screen. Don't leave him. Nice drive in there for Cameron Eller. He's smooth for a freshman.
Just when you want to switch and you don't talk, that's where they get you.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to switch.
Exactly.
You want to stay on him. You just got to hedge and get back.
That's right.
Right. 32-30 Indians lead. Cal Ramel behind the back.
Foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, good foul.
We'll take that. Not a good foul for Blue Jays, but as they were on the ground and Coach Eller was wanting a travel call.
Cal Ramel fumbled the ball a little bit, fell on the ball, and Delphus guy pretty much fell on top of him.
Coach Leverett's yelling at athletic director Holly Gann about, not like yelling, but laughing because Cal Ramel had to get the mop the last time. So Holly made sure she went running out there tonight with the mop herself to clean it up. That way Kel doesn't have to do that.
Side out of bounds here for Fort Recovery.
That was a long whistle.
Yeah.
Cal Ramwell has the ball on the right-hand side in front of Coach Leverett. Over to Daniel Patch. Coming off three. Oh, undercut. Ooh. Could have been a foul.
Yeah.
This is a shot. Eller with it in transition.
And I'm okay with that shot.
The only thing I would have liked to see is you don't have to shoot it as fast. Maybe square up a little bit more. He had plenty of time. Is one of those things I think he thought he had to get it up quickly, and he really didn't.
And he has such a good-looking shot. I would like to see a good follow-through and everything.
Well, and he's 6'7". He can get it up over anybody. So don't leave him. Oh. Shot missed. Get a reach-in foul right there on him.
You got a little lucky there on that.
It missed it.
Oh, we're attacked the paint, and we end up pulling off of him, but he missed the bunny shot.
3:15 to go here in the Foot Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Indians lead by 2:32:30. Kel Ramwell's walking it up. This is where Kel's catching his break right here, too. Smart play on his part because you know he's not coming out much. Got to learn how to take your blows when you can. Drives in, power up. That's a foul.
Offense rebound by Daniel Pass. We couldn't.
Oh, that could have been a foul, too. Rex is giving up slow as he probably hit his back on that. Long rebound as we're down a guy. Pull up, good by Grohouse.
Ties the game at 32.
I thought Cal Ramwell was fouled on that. Delphus is going to take a timeout. See if it's a 30-second full timeout. It's full timeout. Let's take one here with them. Indians actually tie the game now. St. John's does 32-32. 2:41 to go in Foot Recovery Insurance. Third quarter scoreboard.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back. One thing we were talking about going into that commercial break was Cal Ramwell drives in, and you could see he got absolutely hammered on the shot. Shot it left-handed even. Got bodied on the body, on the drive, and on the shot. They don't call it. Daniel gets a rebound. Tried to do it all in one motion, and we were talking about off-air right there. No one on St. John's is going to be able to block that shot. I would have liked to have seen him, and you said the same thing. Bring it down, keep it up high, and take it right back up, down and up. That second quick bounce, that way you can control it, take it up, and finish it versus trying to do it on one motion and just miss it.
Yeah.
And then Rex Leverett gets undercutted, hustling out of bounds, and lands on the stepping up there, and they don't call a foul. So then we're down, and Grohouse hits an uncontested shot on the other end.
Delphus trying to put some man pressure full court on us.
Great job of breaking it. Landon Post has the ball.
I like to see Daniel staying there a little bit longer for that post.
Yeah. Someone else is going to. I mean, holy cow, they just grabbed him.
Colin Feathers is back in the game.
Yeah, that's got to be foul. I was going to say, they were doing it the whole time. And that's what he's in there for, number 10. He's not in there for anything else but to guard Cal Ramwell and make him work, because your whole thing is sell out on defense, make Cal work. And you don't even think about shooting the ball.
And, you know, in the long game, hopefully it affects them in a negative way, because they have 3 fouls and we have 0 team fouls.
Right. Nice play right there.
Oh.
Troy Holman misses it point blank. Same thing that we had with Daniel, but that was one of those things we talked about. They're not guarding Troy, so.
I think he was too open.
Yep. Grohouse comes back and hits a pull-up jumper, but that was those plays we were talking about in and out of bounds. If they're not going to guard you, Troy, step in and then get a uncontested shot. Rex thinks about a three. See, this is where Kel's expending too much energy bringing the ball down the floor.
Yeah.
Troy or Landon have got to be able to do that. Even Daniel could bring it down against that matchup. Kel's working way too hard. Kel catches it inside, quadruple teamed. Landon Post thinks about a three, doesn't, and then shoots it. Comes up short. That's usually not a good shot if you think about it and don't do it. Shoot it on the first one. Grohouse kicks over to
Feathers.
We'll let him shoot that.
Yeah. And Aaron Elwer, you can tell he's a little upset about that shot.
I just happened to read our student sections.
Along with Alex,
Oh, boy.
You know, the funny part of this is for us, it's a great game right now, 34-32, St. John's leading here with a minute and a half to go. Cal Ramwell's breaking pressure over to Troy Holman. Troy backs it up, throws it to Riggs. Don't bring it down there, Riggs. Good hustle play, and that's what he's in there for. Turnover. Feathers gets it, turns it over to Grothaus. Over to Eller, who had checked in as well.
Right now we got two of our senior starters still on the bench. So this is a
nice pull up by Eller right there. I mean, that is big time.
Yeah.
Smooth.
And, you know, we talked about this, not letting their – I don't want to call Grothaus a role player, but because he's right now he's turned to their scorer.
Yeah. Turnover for the Indians. Cal Ram will put it on the floor and it's quadruple teams. Grothaus pull-up jumper. Misses it. Gets a rebound. Back out to Eller. Short. Riggs Toby with the rebound. 36 seconds. See, anytime Kel dribbles to go spin, they're just bringing the house because they know, one, he's probably not going to kick it out, and two, he can go up over anybody, so you have to make him kick it out because you're not going to let him beat you. Right now, Kel's only scored 2 points this quarter, and that's the adjustment they're making. Now they're face guarding Kel. So somebody else has got to step up and hit a shot here with 10 seconds left. You can't throw it. There's four guys on him. Rex Leverett has the ball over to Riggs Toby. 4 seconds, five four. Seconds, to 3 seconds. He just throws up a wild shot, knowing how much time it's on there. Troy Holman tries to get the second effort. No good. Fort Recovery Insurance, third quarter scoreboard sees the St. John's extend the lead here a little bit. 36-32. We'll take a break.
Coach Leverett.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, to start the fourth quarter here, the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard, Indians trail 36-32 as they were outscored that quarter 13-10. Got away with the walk right there.
Yeah, he did.
Eller thinks about a three, turns it over to Mentor. He drives in, kicks out to Eller. Drives in, fouled by Riggs Toby on the floor.
And that's our first foul, team foul of the half.
Pretty good defense by the Indians.
Yeah.
Oh, nice play. Get it in the Swinton inside because you got to be able to not leave Eller, and then that gets him on the backside. Cal Ramel picks up the ball. Indians trail now by six. Rex Leverett drives in there. Stop. Probably off-balance shot there, but going to get called for the foul as Mentor on the box out.
Score is 38-32 on our Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Go ahead.
Yeah. Daniel Patch and Landon Post check in, replace Riggs Toby and Alex Duke.
Druck Miller comes in for Aaron Mentor.
We need a bucket here, bad. Rex for three.
Offensive rebound. Big two there by Cale Ramel with the finish.
And that's what happens. You got to find ways to score if you're getting face guarded like Cale is right there. Good defense right there by Daniel and Troy. Nice pull-up jumper anyway.
Tough shot by that freshman, Cameron Elward. Brings the score to 34-40.
I need to get his number back up here because I need to see. Okay, he's got 18. Steal by Grothaus. Up and in. 42-34 now. Need a bucket in the biggest way. Turnover again right here by Landon Post against Grothaus.
Bring it to a 10-point lead for the Delphi St. John's.
Got a lot of game left, fellas. A lot of game left right here. Yep, there we go. Pushing foul on Gherkin. Giving him five all tonight.
This Delphi St. John's crowd, they're getting after it right now.
Yep. Five fouls for St. John's, one for the Indians.
Still a lot of ball game left.
Yeah, we don't need to go in panic mode right here. We can get some stops and some buckets. And Indians ball knocked away right there by St. John's. 6:31 to go. Indians trail by 10. St. John's has created some offense by defense right here.
Inbounds the ball. We inbound the ball to Cale Rammel. Cale drives. Turnaround jumper. Got it.
Indians are going to take a timeout. Full timeout. Let's take one and we'll be back.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back. 6:20 to go here on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 44-36. Jordan, what do you think the Indians need to do here in the remaining 6:20 to come away with the victory?
You know, I think right now we're just struggling to get good open shots. And, you know, as you can see, they're putting a lot of pressure on us, and hopefully we can deal with that pressure, get the ball down there, and, you know, whether we have to force it in the paint or, you know, get inside and look for those kickouts, that's, you know, that's going to be our big game right now, I think.
Good defense there by Landon Post on Grothaus.
Defensively, I'm pretty happy with what we're doing, honestly. We're playing pretty good tight man defense, and they're making some tough jump shots. And we just got a box out, and there's an offensive rebound by Delphi St. John's.
Good hands there by Daniel, knocking it away. We left Eller, though, three. Makes us pay. You can't give him an inch. He's too good of a shooter. Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it all starts with that offensive rebound.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how Delphus is upset with that. That was definitely a foul on Delphus. That brings their team fouls to six.
I agree. Right now, we just got to keep being aggressive. Know who we want to have the ball and who we need some shots.
Cale Rammel with the ball, top of the key, dribbles, looks for Daniel inside. Big post move by Daniel, good touch, he finishes.
Big boy move right there.
I like that.
That might have had a little aggression and anger on that move. Good defense.
We're dribbling around, trying to get open. Grothaus with the ball, brings the ball up top. Cale Rammel guarding him. Passes the ball over to Schwinnen.
Ooh. If Troy's off his man and not hugged up to him and runs through that, that's a steal.
I think so.
Instead, he was hugged up to his man a little bit too much.
Well-deserved foul there. I like that. That's a great hustle play by Troy, and they got away with one there.
He'll get one of those, though.
Grothaus with the ball up top. Passes it over to Druckmiller. Hands off to Elwer. Looks for a jump shot at the elbow. Misses, rebound by Cale Rammel. Passes up the court, Troy Holman. Troy looking for a jumper, kicked out to Rex Leverett. Back to Cale. He attacks the rim. Kick to Daniel, back into
nice.
Cale Rammel.
Two-man game. Right
oh,
up.
Good finish.
Nice,
another
nice
two-man
game.
Another two-pointer by Cale Rammel. Yes, it was. That was a great feed. That's what it's all about. You get that ball in and kick it out, and
Indians hit. Cut the lead to 7. Right now, this is where we got to stop. Eller has 21.
Will comes off a top screen short.
Got a rebound, fellas. Got a rebound. Misses it and is able to collect the rebound.
I feel like we have so many rebounds that hit our hands and we can't control it.
We had 4 guys right there. I think the ball hit all 4 of them. So I'm not sure I like this sub.
I'm a little intrigued to see what we're thinking here.
I mean, right now Daniel's got 14ers.
They run the same inbounds play. Thank God they didn't get a bucket off of it.
Moving screen or holding? Holding on Landon. That's only his 2nd.
That brings our team fouls to 4. Delphus has 6. 4 minutes left in our fourth quarter Count Pharmacy scoreboard. Elbert's going to set a back screen. Druckmiller is going to pop.
Can't leave him here, Kel.
They've been running that play for the last 10 years.
Still works.
Yeah, still works.
4 minutes to go in 4 recovery insurance. St. John's leading by 7.
Ooh,
that's, take a charge. Ooh. Oh!
Trying to decipher, you know, which ref's calling what.
I was going to say, I think they both had the blocking call. One was on the shot. One was before the shot. It should be before, yeah. It's
and
underneath.
They called that on Kale.
Yeah, they pushed him from behind.
Oh, okay.
And he said he pushed him out here.
Delphus ball underneath there. And pass it out.
He's coming up with a double, yep. As the ball up top is Cameron Ella, the freshman, leading the way with 21 tonight. Swings it over to Grothouse. They might be content running some offense
they
here.
They might.
Grothouse comes in. Nice little pull-up J.
Short.
Comes up short.
Be smart.
You got to be strong with the rebound.
Cale Ram will bring the ball down. Looks like Daniel's going to check back in the game. That's great. Rotates the ball.
Probably we got to have a dead ball situation, though.
Down in the corner to Riggs. You got to move the ball a little bit more. Rex getting aggressive, taking it to the hole.
Step through him, Rex. There you
Good
go.
Good finish by Rex.
Nice
Leverett
move.
Down at the post.
There you
Cuts
go.
Cuts the lead to 5.
3:15 to
and
go.
And Elwer's going to take a timeout. Big run there for the Indians. Brings that deficit to 5 points.
3:14 to go in the Fort Recovery fourth quarter here with Cal Pharmacy. We'll take a break and be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
.3:14 to go here. On the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard, it's going to be St. John's ball. Indians trail by 5, 47-42. And even though it's a 5-point lead, it's still, I mean, this thing's close. And as we said, it's still a possession game right now. Because this thing's not over yet. We got a lot of game left.
House starts to take it. He takes it all the way to the hole. Goes underneath the rim. Pass out to Schwinnen. Schwinnen rotates the ball up.
See, that's
to
the thing. Most of their guys aren't driving to score. Austin, they're driving Munzer. To kick to people. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they're doing a little bit of a dribble weave.
Right now, probably wasting some time.
Just trying to tick off some clock. Open shot for Aaron Munter.
Got a box out. That.
That's the guy we want to shoot. Let him shoot the ball, and we failed to box out. Fort Recovery's Oh! KL comes up to the top and get a reaching foul.
That's only his second. His one and one.
16 fouls.
No, yep, six. Grothouse is a kid, I can tell you, we don't want to foul.
Yeah.
He's like 93% from the foul line.
When in doubt, let's see if we can get Aaron Muncher the ball and get him a foul. That'd be ideal.
We almost got an over and back call right there if he would have. Lob pass out of bounds.
Big turnover by the Blue Jays.
I'm not sure why you run that play right
I don't know
there.
Either. That's risky.
I mean, that's one of their sets they run, but don't throw it for them. I mean, ring some clock if you're them. We'll take it for sure. But
Kale with the ball, dribbling down.
Get set.
It was a great screen.
Yeah, no moving
open
screen.
I would like to have seen him open up for a shot there. Good kick out to Rex.
Yeah, block.
They call a charge on Rex Leverett. I felt like we just passed up two or three open shots right there.
Yeah. Well, Daniel's throwing it to get it to Kel. Yeah. I know his thought process is, hey, Kel Ramel's our best player. He's got to be able to shoot this shot. And Kel's thinking, Daniel's open, let me kick it to him.
Yeah. You get a little offense defense here. Riggs Toby comes in for Daniel Patch.
Thing is, you've got to have timeouts, which we got two, to get him back in there, though.
Yeah. You know, I don't like that look. I wish we would have took those open jump shots. Yeah. You know, and I think between those three guys, they're decent shooters, you know. Fort Recovery is putting some pressure on Delphus. Rightfully so. 2 minutes left in the game.
We got to get a turnover, a quick shot right here. Grothaus has the ball up top. Swings it over. Nice backdoor play.
Great defense by Kale Ramel. Big offense. Good defense rebound.
I mean, he just got fouled right there. See, this is where I don't like that offense for defense thing.
Yeah. Oh, tight pass. They get a shooting foul.
Woo.
Could have had an and one.
Good thing he's a quarterback. Because he just darted that thing.
That hole wasn't too big.
Oh, my goodness. That was a risky pass.
That was. I know I didn't see it, that's for sure.
I can't say I would have thrown it, but.
See, right now, I'm thinking we get Daniel back in the game. This is a good stoppage. Ah. Riggs Toby with a miss off the front end. Second shot.
The reason why I say that's because he's our best three-point shooter.
Yeah.
He's the only kid. Well, Landon might have hit one, but otherwise he's the only one to hit one tonight.
Yeah.
He's hit two.
Free throw's good. Brings it to 43-47. Minute 45 left.
Because we're going to have to hit a couple threes here. Trying to get a trap for the Indians. St. John's breaks that. Drives in. Good foul
there. I'm okay with that, yeah. Brings him to the line.
The games I saw, 12 did not want to shoot free throws.
Austin Munter. I'm sorry, Munter.
Yeah.
Daniel Patch comes in for Riggs Toby.
Minute 37 to go. Indians trail by four.
Also, looks like Colin Feathers is going to be coming in for the shooter, who is currently Austin Munter.
And he's coming in to guard Kel.
And we got a one-on-one here.
Game I saw him shoot that, which a big free throw for that young man right there. He didn't even hit the rim in the New Bremen game.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was not even close.
Bring it to a five-point game.
He hits that one, though, pretty good. Hits that one, too.
6-point game. We got a minute 37. We got plenty of time here. Well, hopefully the boys can sense the urgency and we can get a good shot.
Yeah, right now we need a quick one and a good one. Kel looking to attack. Rex gets it inside. Straight up there, Rex. There you go. Landon Post got
good
it.
Finish.
Back
good.
Up. Good.
45-49. Cameron Elwer bring the ball up. Troy Holman on him.
Running
a double.
Jumping. Yep.
Good.
Oh, and they call the reach
in foul. I don't know
foul.
How you call a foul on that.
That was a quick foul.
Yeah. That was a predetermined foul.
Yeah, because we had the trap coming in the backside rotation off of that. That's Kel's third.
That is very unfortunate.
Cameron Eller's going to go to the free throw line with 1-1. Hits that one.
those free throws. They don't even face him. As a freshman, that's incredible.
Yeah, he's got 22 on the night. That's why I say he's a special kid. Second one is up and good. Imagine when all three are playing.
Yeah.
Cal Ramo has the ball right now, pushing up in transition. Quick pull three. Up. No good. Uh-huh. They crash. Going to be knocked Ooh. Out. And it's going to be St. John's ball. Minute four to go. Indian Trail by six. 51-45 on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians are going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with them and be right back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back here. We're here in the middle of the timeout. You know, Coach, talking to you, you know, going back and forth here. Number 12, Austin Menzer, he just came up with two big free throws. You know, we come down and, you know, we take a, you know, there's a dead ball. And we take a timeout. You know, I always hate burning those kind of timeouts, you know. Yeah. Especially when the ball is, you know, set your defense up.
Because your defense is already set during that time, during the dead ball situation.
Exactly.
And then you can save that. So when you do score, now you can call one to hurry up and set your defense up again.
And now we only have one timeout with a minute left to go in the game.
Right.
6-point game. And, you know.
So what happens then, you got to be able to have that timeout's got to be two or three possessions worth of timeout.
Yeah. Yep.
This is what we're doing. Then this happens, Ooh. And this happens.
Turnover on Delph St. John's. Fort Recovery's looking to get it up. We got to have some urgency here, boys. Yep.
Got to be quick. See, here's the other part is they're face guarding Kel. One kid's going to. It's, yep, Landon.
Good take
that's
by Landon.
Be Landon.
That's 2 points.
Absolutely.
Brings
Landon Post has to make
51.
That drive. Oh, there's going back.
Nobody's behind. Easy bucket by the Blue Jays.
Can't be trading buckets like that, fellas.
We're all worried about doubling up here. And they call it a push on Delphus. It's going to bring be a one-on-one for
Riggs-Toby.
I don't know if that was miscommunication or what that was. We just weren't organized, but.
Well, that's one of those things you got to work on enough to know when the shot goes up, who's getting back on defensive responsibility.
Yeah.
And 33 right here for St. John's. Aaron Mentor, 6'2 junior, just fouled out with five fouls. But you got to know who's back for defensive responsibilities on that every time.
Yeah. You know, we had so much pressure, which was great, but then we all forgot about the release guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and St. John sent two guys deep.
Right now, I'm thinking we got to get Daniel Pash back in there. We need some scores, and we only got 28 seconds left. Yeah. Big
Riggs
free throw by Riggs.
Well, we don't have any foul trouble for the Indians, so we don't have to worry about that as of now anyway. But 28 seconds is a long time.
It should be 49, correct?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Short on that
get
one.
The offensive rebound.
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't like that call. It was. I feel like it was a kind of a early whistle. I don't know. Those are tough calls. Coach Leverett putting in Daniel Patch. I think that's a great move right now.
Rex has four. 53-48. We're sending Cameron Eller to the free throw line, and he is 87%. And as I said, Grothaus was a 93%.
Wow.
And you said their team was 80%. 80%
yeah.
is incredible.
Doesn't faze him.
Cashes in on that. A lot of moxie for the freshman.
Looks like they're going to go offensive defense again, putting yep. Daniel in for Riggs.
He has 24 on the night. Full timeout. We'll stay here for this. Coming down to last 26.9 seconds on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 54-48. But a lot of moxie for the freshman. My goodness, oh. You are stepping up on the road in a conference game against, right now, the leading team in the conference. Granted, it's early, but leading team and you just cash in on free throws, and you got 24 on the night.
You know what really shocks me about all this? This freshman's on the court with three seniors. And if you ask somebody in that just walks in the gym, you say, who's the leader for their team? Who's their leader?
Number 11.
It's crazy. That's incredible.
And, you know, watching the films I did, that was the one thing I noticed right away is he is everything is for him. He is savvy. I know he plays on a high-level Ohio Bullets AAU team, which a lot of those guys go D1, D2. You know, he's played – when you play enough AAU like he has, you've been in these situations before. You played – I mean, this is similar to, you know, the college boys for us I coached in Gelhouse and Val Mollenkamp and Jossie Kaiser and Whitney Will and Olivia Patch.
Yeah.
When you play in those AAU settings, you played against kids going to the big-time programs. Playing here, this is nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because you're playing in those games. You know, granted, it is big, but still – you're playing in front of every D1 coach in America watching you. That's a little pressure.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is, you know, they play enough games for him. He probably thinking, this is no pressure. I've been in these situations before.
You know, that score never did change. I guess we do have 48. Is that correct?
I don't know. I've been screwed up on the scoreboard the whole night. So 55-48. The whole thing threw me off of switching the up visitors and home.
Yeah.
Cal Ramel gets it in, pushes it up, gets called for the foul. Does St. John's.
I'll take the three.
You know what's right now? Are they? Yeah, no kidding. Are they trying to go fouls that way? We shoot one and – or we shoot – right now it's a one and one. Cal's not the greatest of free throw shooters.
Honestly, it's not a bad plan if that's what he's trying to do. I mean, you suck up, you know, your 3-4 seconds. If you're putting pressure on him, 6 seconds –
I mean, I don't know if you want the clock stop. I'm just throwing it out there. He hits the first one. See, it's reverse jinx this time.
Yeah.
See?
But I agree with you, though. You know, if you take up 6 seconds and win a matter of 4 possessions, that's game's over.
Right. Short on that one. We split
we get
a pair.
The offensive rebound.
Let's make it a 4-point play. Holy cow, that was deep for Cal. Wow.
He squeezed away there. Daniel and Druckmiller both touched the ball, and it looks like it's going to go Fort Recovery ball. 6-point game. 17 seconds left on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Right now we're trying to lob it to Cal.
Corner three, Cale Rammel.
Landing post with the rebound. Lost it. Grothaus gets the ball. Foul him. Timeout.
Timeout by Delphus. 9 seconds left. I'm not sure I like that shot in the corner.
No, I don't either. But we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back. Discuss that, I guess.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back here. 9.9 seconds to go on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 55-49. Coming up tomorrow, our Indians travel over to Botkins, and NFHS is not available on that. And Harold Feely and I will be doing that game on Fort Recovery Radio. Next week, the girls host Coldwater, and we'll simulcast that with PGW, and NFHS will be here as well if you want to watch. Friday, the boys travel over to Coldwater. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one with NFHS as well. Saturday, girls are at Anzoni. The boys host Toledo Maumee Valley Country Day.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. Swinning throws a deep pass. Intercepted by Cal Rammel.
9 seconds left.
Yep. Jack it up there. Oh, you can find that 3-point line. Short. And that's going to be the ball game. Indians are going to lose.
Tough game and there for the Indians.
Yep, tough fought game. Lose 55-49. Indians go to, I think, 8-2. Yeah, 8-2. And 2-1 in the MAC. And St. John's goes to 6-2. And 2-1 in the MAC. So we got a log jam up there for first and second right now, depending on what happens here. But Indians lose a tough ball game here at the Fortisite. Let's take a commercial break here, and we'll be back here on the America Lanes post-game show, and we'll have Coach Leverett out here, and we'll wrap up some scores.
Sounds great.
Here at Hull Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back again. Fort Recovery comes up a little short to the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, 55-49. Scores went like this. 13-9 Indians led after one. Going into halftime, the Indians trailed by 123-22 as they got outscored 14-9. Third quarter went like this. 13-10 St. John's, and the Indians trailed 36-32 going into the fourth quarter. And the Blue Jays outscore our Indians by 2-19-17 in the fourth quarter, which ended up losing 55-49. And as Coach Leverett's getting ready here, Cameron Eller, we believe, had 25 points in Grothaus. Landon Grothaus had 13, which gave those guys a combination of 38 points there. So, all right, Coach is ready to go here. Well, Coach, thoughts on the game? Tough loss.
Yeah, tough one. You know, it's what we thought it was going to be. Tried to work Eller and Grothaus as much as we could. They, you know, everything went through them. They got their points. That was kind of... You know, we need to slow them down a little bit more than that, and we did at times. But man, they're good. They're just really good players. Typical Coach Elwer coach team. They're going to grind it out. They're going to be gritty. You know, I thought the difference in the game, Coach Patch, was offensive rebounds. I mean, that was the difference. I think if, I don't know. You tell me if I'm wrong, guys. I think
they
that
had
was
two big
difference.
Ones because they had Jordan coming on. They had one for a putback. I think Cameron hit a pull up off of it. I think Grothaus got one.
Right.
And they also got a free throws out of it late in the fourth quarter on those as well. Yeah.
Yep. You know, when you shoot that many threes, that's so hard to rebound
out
of.
It's hard to track. You know, you try and replicate it in practice, but it's just hard. You know, you gotta know where your guy's at, make a little contact, release, and go find the ball. And usually by that time, that thing's going over your head, and it's tough to do. So, with that being said.
You know, for them, I know you watch film and stuff, but Eller's a pretty special player, isn't he, as a freshman?
Yeah, you don't see a guy like that. I mean, he hasn't been a guy like that in a long time in the MAC. As a freshman, it's unbelievable. His basketball IQ is savvy. We get to deal with him for three more years.
And his brother's coming up.
And he's got some brothers.
And, I hate to take away from it, but, Cale Ramel, he had 19 points tonight. And, it's kind of a silent 19, but, hey.
Right. No, he got beat on, and he did his thing, Our guys never quit, I'm proud of them. I just told them, we'll learn from it. We learned from our Laramie loss to get a little tougher, and we did. Now we know we need to clean up some offensive rebounds. And let's be honest, guys, we're probably not going to see another team that shoots that many threes. So that'll help some too, maybe. But, hey, I'm proud of the guys. They gritted it out. We kept it close. A couple offensive rebounds here and there, and it's a different game.
I thought Daniel played well tonight. Gave you 14 points.
Yeah.
Had a big first quarter. I mean, he was very huge. Active for him with rebounds, steals, some assists and stuff.
We challenged him from the get-go this week. We knew that if we were going to even be in this game, that he needed to show up, and he did. Super proud of him. He responded like a champ. And that's the confidence we need from him moving forward for us to win some more ball games. So hopefully he understands that now, that, hey, gosh dang, I can hit threes, I can power up and score and have that confidence. So that was a huge, huge plus tonight, was to see him play like that.
It's got to be the norm, right?
Oh,
not the exception.
It absolutely has to be the norm now. Now that we know he can do it, now it's expected. So, yeah.
And you never want to have a loss like this, but hopefully it gives them that little bit of that chip on their shoulder that, going into the next MAC game, the rest of the games, that they're like, hey, we're not going to let this happen again.
I told them, guys, this is only our third home game. And we've talked earlier in the year that a lot of those juniors haven't played in a big game.
Talk about the crowd tonight, too, and the atmosphere.
That's been our goal since I took over the program, was I wanted these guys to experience what a packed house is here, and they got to experience it tonight. So hopefully everybody continues to come and watch these guys. I think they're fun to watch. It almost felt like a little bit of an away game, only being our third game of the year. So, now we get to go on the road tomorrow, and then we'll be back here next Friday, next Saturday. So a couple more on the road. But, hey, it's going to make us stronger down the stretch for tournament, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go here tonight, but, thanks for coming up. And
thanks, guys.
Hard-fought game.
Yep. We'll get better.
Keep battling.
Yep, thanks guys.
Coach. Yep, thank you. All right, and, we had a great atmosphere tonight. First conference game here at home. We had the sixth grade and the fifth graders playing tonight. We had a student appreciation night. This place was rocking.
Oh, you can't ask for a better atmosphere. I mean, Fort Recovery's turned out great. Even when you get a good visiting, crowd that comes an hour away and packs this place up even more, it always makes it exciting. And, it was a good game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tough game for the Indians. And, like I said, hopefully they take this and they build off of it. But all in all, very proud of the boys and what we've seen tonight.
Yeah. And, leading the way for the Indians was Cale Ramel with 19. Daniel Patch added 14. Scoreboard showed Rex with 4 and Landon with 8 and Troy Holman with 2 and Riggs with 4. So I'm not sure if that was right or not, because some of the numbers weren't flashing up there at times. But that's that. And then our JV game, they lost as well, and they were led tonight by Briggs Overman with 17, Caden Greasy with 10, and Gavin Evers with 10 as well. So for Jordan Winter, Brian Patch, this has been the show here. And wrapping up the game, we got Miracle Lane's post-game show and word from Hastings Auto. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you.
Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Ains is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Ains, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians take their second loss of the season. This one to the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Indians lose 55-49 in a back-and-forth game. A couple of things toward the, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was pretty close. Then Delphus made a couple of good defensive plays. I think Landon, when he got the ball inbounds, fell down. And got they just scored a basket and grabbed it, scored another basket, put them up six, I believe, maybe eight. And Indians fought trying to get back from that, but it just didn't happen. So Indians are now 8-2 on the season, 2 wins, 1 loss in the MAC, and Delphus is also 2 wins, 1 loss, and let's see, New Bremen and Coldwater are both undefeated, and they are playing each other. The last I saw, which was about 2 minutes ago, it was still. They didn't show a score past the end of the third quarter. Beginning of the fourth quarter, they're tied at 36. I'm going to see if there's another score here, an update on that. But the last I saw, it was tied at 36. Yeah, still showing that at the end of the third quarter going into the fourth quarter. So we don't know how that went. But one of those is going to lose. The other one will stay undefeated. And so there, which either Coldwater or New Bremen will be alone at the top at 3 wins, no losses. So coming up for the Indians, it'll be Boys at Botkins tomorrow. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Harold Feely. The NFHS video is not available, but there may be another video, Facebook, NK Telco, something that might be available. Then next week, no Monday, Tuesday games. Thursday, the girls host Coldwater, and we'll simulcast WPGW, and they'll be hooked in with the NFHS video. And then on Friday, the boys will be at Coldwater. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with the NFHS video being available for that. Saturday, girls-boys doubleheader, girls at Ansonia, varsity only at noon, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW, for that. And Saturday evening, the boys will host Maumee Valley Country Day. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, obviously with the NFHS video. So that's it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. We want to thank Holly Gann for the hospitality and setting us up here. I want to thank all the listeners on the NFHS video. I want to thank all of you on Fort Recovery Radio. Thank our sponsors. And we'll see you tomorrow night. And we should be raring and ready to go again, even after this rough tumble ball game today. It should be a good one tomorrow night. Be back in, we'll not be back. We'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.